This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I talked to two more judges for the Create at State Symposium that will take place at Arkansas State University April 15th through the 17th. Kyla Owens is a media relations manager at St. Bernard's Healthcare, and Jennifer Hanna is outreach coordinator at the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas. I asked both Owens and Hanna how Arkansas State has impacted their lives. Kyla started first.
Yeah, so I am a proud Arkansas State University alum. I attended A-State from 2002 to 2006. I got a degree, a bachelor's degree in journalism with an emphasis in public relations. And so through an internship during my college years at Arkansas Methodist Medical Center, I learned healthcare was the route I wanted to go. And so I wanted to focus my public relations career in the healthcare sector. And so 2 years ago, I got a job at St. Bernard's Healthcare as media relations manager. And in that role, I oversee all of our content marketing, all of our media relations. If you see a story in the Jonesboro Sun or on KIT or on KSU about St. Bernard's, I've been involved with it usually somehow. And so that's my role. And A-State prepared me absolutely for a career. I graduated as an excellent writer, and the writing preparation has helped me so much in my career that I'm writing how a journalist needs the information. Mm-hmm. And so that preparation was helpful. And the field has changed a lot over the last, however many years, 12 years since I graduated. I'm writing social media posts and blog posts and all these things that I didn't necessarily learn exactly how to do in school, but that foundation that I learned here helped me.
Sure. Very good. And Jennifer, let's talk about how it's helped you in your work with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas.
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated from Arkansas State University in 2017. And as a freshman, I had that Making Connections class, as all freshmen do now. And I had a wonderful professor who made me get 40 hours of community service. And I really did not care for that at the time. I was really upset with him, but I actually got my first jobs through that. So I spent 20 hours with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, and I spent 20 hours with the Rotary Club of Jonesboro. And both of those resulted in jobs. I was offered an internship with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas the following summer. And that's kind of where I really fell in love with relieving hunger in our area and fighting against poverty. And so Arkansas State really prepared me because it pushed me to get out there and to learn that stuff. I had never been exposed to a lot of those things. And just to kind of echo what Kyla said, I got the same degree as her, but it's now strategic communications. And writing was really the one thing that I think Arkansas State prepared me for. I still hear my professors in my head, AP style and all of that stuff. Just
sure.
Exactly what Kyla said.
And with that, I know that a lot of A-State alum try to find ways of how they can be able to give back to the university. And through the many things you all do, one of the things you do is you're involved with Create at State by way of judging. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Have either of you, before judging, been through Create at State? Probably not you, Kyla, but were you involved in that anyway?
I was not. I remember seeing all the emails, and I guess I kind of, as a student, I thought it was much more STEM-based. I guess I never really took time to look into it, and I didn't really know what Create A-State was until I started judging it. But also, as your typical college student, I was like, if I don't have to do it for a grade, I don't want to do it. And I really regret that because it was a great way to get in front of future employers.
And Kyla, how did you learn about Create at State?
Well, so Jennifer and I are, friends personally, but we also recently went through Leadership Jonesboro with Jessica Blackburn, who oversees or works in the philanthropy department here at Arkansas State University. Mm-hmm. And so she reached out to us and said, hey, I knew nothing about this program. I don't believe they had it when I was in school. Old lady here. But so she reached out and said, hey, we've got this great program. I would love for you to serve as a judge. I think she asked both of us. And so I had a blast. I got to know the other judges. I got to spend an afternoon getting to see. I was just blown away by the talent of these students in strategic communications, learning, you know, what I learned and taking their research and presenting it. It was a great, great opportunity.
Right. Jennifer?
Yeah, so like Kyla said, we were in leadership with Jessica, and she reached out to us and asked us to judge. And, of course, I was a year out of college. I did not feel qualified in the least to judge students that were a year younger than me. But I think that it's an important perspective that I have because I am that fresh, like, in the field perspective for them. And so I was not very harsh on judging, but I definitely was happy to lend some expertise that I had as a new graduate, and I made sure that Kyla gave them my comments that I wrote on my score sheets.
Kyla Owens and also Jennifer Hanna joining me here on the Created State podcast. So let's talk a little bit about that. Jennifer, since you've been out, graduate of 2017 and that, let's talk about what advice you give students in the judging part, I guess, of this by way of trying to give them that expertise that you have now since you've been out in the workforce?
So a lot of students want to go the flashy route. They think, you know, if we make it look really good, if we make it appear really interesting, then that will work. And that's good. Design is very important. But I really look for critical thinking. I want to see that you really understand the concept and that you know how to apply it. A lot of the students that I may be marked down a little bit, they seem to just kind of regurgitate the definition of the concept that they were presenting, and then they kind of picked a case and made it fit into that definition. So I really want to see someone that completely understands what they're talking about, and they aren't just copying and pasting off of Wikipedia or something like that.
Right. And Kyla, what do you think about that by way of advice?
I absolutely agree with her. First things first, you got to look put together. I need you. This is a serious competition, and you're presenting in front of people who I could hire some of these people in the future, and so could my fellow judges. And so, looking the part, looking put together, looking dressed for success, having your presentation be look nice, look like you spent some time on it, and not that you threw it together is key. That's a first impression, and that's. You know, that's what's most important. And then absolutely, I agree with Jennifer, understanding the concepts and feeling like you really grasp it and that you're able to explain it. And questions, being able to answer the questions, knowing the concept backwards and forwards, and being able to, you know, answer any questions the judges might have calmly and with self-assurance. That would be my advice.
Right. So did you all judge basically in the same way for things, or did you all have like different roles in your judging, if you don't mind? I'm just trying to be able to talk about how you all specifically judged students and you may have had different roles in that. Let's talk about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Well, in mine, did we judge together?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So we did not judge together. That's why I was like,
why did we judge at
that?
The same time? But we
I think, yes, we
the
were
same.
There at the same time, but we were in different rooms. And so mine was, it was the understanding, they were understanding communications concepts. So mine was a lot of theory, which, you know, that wasn't my specialty in school. And so that's why I really, you know, I needed to understand, I needed to leave this room understanding this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some that I did and some that I didn't. And some felt, you know, pretty thrown together. Some felt like they had been working on this. They knew this concept in and out, and they were, And we were given a scoring sheet, which was helpful. Jessica, Emily, they had provided that to us. And so we knew the exact me and my fellow judges were all judging with the same criteria. And so maybe one or two of them was harsher than I, but we were all judging the same criteria. We were looking for the exact same things. We were looking for comprehension levels, you know, put together. We were all evaluating each of the candidates with the same criteria.
Right. And they were like oral presentations or?
The ones that I viewed were oral presentations based on communication theory.
Okay. And Jennifer?
Yeah, I had the same. I think there may have had so many people that they split it into two rooms.
Right.
Because I had the same thing where I was looking at communication concepts and theories. And again, that's not my background, but I had some experience with it. And just like Kyla said, I needed to come out of there feeling like, okay, this person is an authority on this, and I know that what they've just told me is true, and I can understand it. So, yeah, that's kind of what I based my scoring off of.
So, Kyla, if Crate at State had been around when you were in school, how do you think you would have been able to benefit from something like Crate at State?
Well, I absolutely think that these students benefit from the presentation that they have to give in front of not only their peers, but also possible future employers. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, knowing a concept that well in and out and being able to present on it and defend it and stand up in front of a room and discuss it, I think that's huge. I also think the connections, the judges that I met with, they were all in the same field, but we stayed after. We visited with all the students. We chatted about, you know, I was so proud because some of these students came up and said, you know, what could I have done differently? And sure, I'll get the scorecards, but I want to hear it from you. You know, is there anything I could have improved on? And I was so proud at that moment to be an Arkansas State grad because these students were doing their best. They were asking for feedback. They were taking constructive criticism. They were great. And so that's what I would say.
Right. Jennifer?
I wish I had taken advantage of it when I was a student. Like Kyla said, you know, you might not be in front of your specific future employer. You know, you may not want to work for the food bank or St. Bernard's, but Kyla and I, believe it or not, have friends other places. And so if you stick out in our mind, then we might kind of elbow a friend in Little Rock or Memphis and say, hey, we know this great student that's looking for a job in your area. And it's not about being perfect, but it is about getting out there and doing that practice. There are so many students, I think, that get out in the real world and they haven't done a presentation at this caliber. And it can be very scary. So it's nice to have an environment where you get feedback from people that want to see you succeed.
Yeah, because I know that there's been a huge push now and being able to say that, you know, public speaking and public presenting is not just a soft skill anymore.
Right.
It's huge. It's a huge requirement now that people need to do.
Oh, yeah. I would say I present every week in my job. I mean, it is a fundamental requirement that I speak in front of people who I might not necessarily be comfortable speaking in front of. So I have a personality that lends itself to that. But I also think that being prepared for that, knowing, you know, having the skills to work on that presentation and put yourself out there is important.
Right. So one thing I'd ask, and Jennifer, I'll ask this to you. We're talking once again to Kyla Owens and also Jennifer Hanna here on the Crate at State podcast. As the podcast has been going on, we've been getting a lot more students who've been listening to this, and this is fantastic, as well as faculty. For those students who maybe are thinking about going to Crate at State that haven't gone through Crate at State so far, but they're thinking about doing it, what advice would you give? I'll start with you, Jennifer, and then Kyle, if you don't mind. What advice would you give the students for preparation, for being able to do their best, to be able to score high? So maybe they, you know, they could get a job, you know, out there. What would you suggest, Jennifer?
First, look put together. We know that you're students, and we might take that into consideration for judging, but we don't want to see you behaving like a student necessarily. You know, we're not a teacher trying to grade you. This is not, you know, a requirement that you have to meet. We want to see you knowledgeable on the topic and confident in what you're saying. So if you're nervous, that's okay. We understand that. But try and push through that. Rehearse a little bit. You know, don't read off of the PowerPoint. That is, I think, probably one of the biggest things is a PowerPoint should be there to just kind of remind me of what your topic is, what mm-hmm. you're talking about. It should not be a crutch for you to lean on. I don't want to read a lot on a PowerPoint. So I think that's probably one of the biggest tips. Make your PowerPoint or your presentation. I know that's archaic. It's not all PowerPoint anymore. Make it visually appealing and make it serve as a reminder, but don't lean on it.
Right, Kyla?
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. And I would say, first things first, you're a student. We know that, and we're proud of you for even trying. You know, we're proud of you for standing up there. We think that's great. We know that that's not easy. We've been there. I know what it was like to present at that point. I get it. But as she said, knowing your stuff, understanding it backward and forward, and being able to defend it and talk about it, that would be, you know, my key piece of advice. Practice. Make sure that you're prepared. Make sure your technology works. We had a couple of situations last year where one student had to present completely without his or her presentation because they couldn't get the technology to work. So, you know, practice. I also really appreciated the students who came up afterward and really wanted to know, you know, feedback. But I would like to end with just saying, you know, it's a fun atmosphere. It isn't something I would want anyone to worry about. But I did enjoy, you know, meeting the students and making those connections. And I hope that they enjoyed that as well.
Right. And so are y'all going to be doing this again?
Yes.
And judging again?
Yes. I'm already signed up. Are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. How do you think Arkansas State, through programs like this and others, make an impact in Jonesboro and the region to be able to offer things like this? What do you all think about that?
I mean, I think it's great. I am very, very proud of Arkansas State University. I'm proud of my degree from Arkansas State. I felt prepared when I graduated, and I just look back and see all the ways that the college has grown, the College of Communications, but also the university as a whole. And these kind of opportunities just help prepare students even more for what lies after, whether that's a career or grad school or whatever their course may be. I'm just proud of Arkansas State for offering these types of programs.
Very good. Jennifer?
I think it's really important. As a college student, I mean, that's your life for 3, 4, 5 years in my case. That you're immersed in this environment, and it can be very difficult to go into a job field and feel like you've just kind of been severed from what was your life for so many years. So I think it's really important in bridging that gap between students and, you know, their professional careers, you know, the world around them. I also think it's really great in getting students to kind of, you know, see, hey, Jonesboro has a lot to offer. You can be successful here. And it helps grow our community. It helps us keep some really special talent here in Jonesboro.
Kyla Owens and also Jennifer Hanna. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast to the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And please tell others about the Created State Podcast and also leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections and Create at State's podcast.